You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
Last week, we asked you all to consider where you fall on the economic ladder. And we're going to talk about that and listen to your responses to that question. I want to bring in, though, Jill Schlesinger. She is a CBS News business analyst and the host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
It is very nice to talk to you again.
I am so fascinated by this topic, so I'm delighted to be with you.
Well, let's listen to what people said, because we got a lot of really great responses. Let's play the tape.
I'm living paycheck to paycheck.
I have to work for a living.
I stopped out from working to raise two kids, and I thought I'd hop back into the workforce, just jump right back on the train, but it wasn't any particular thing. It's just I've had trouble finding work.
I was catapulted into the middle class. I am wealthy in economic status and in all the ways that really matter.
If I lost my job tomorrow, I would be in trouble, and I think most people fall into that category, and as such, we are all working class.
What do you do when you're in this position and you've fallen back? How do we rise out of this hole and kind of create that brighter picture for our financial future?
I want to start with that last comment. That's a listener named Meredith. So let's say you've fallen down a few rungs using this ladder metaphor. Jill, I know you well enough to know that you're probably going to have both some psychological advice and some financial advice. Where do you start?
I think the reason why so much of the financial world is so difficult is that there are emotions. I mean, you can't sort of sugarcoat the fact like, wow, I got kicked and it hurt. So we're going to say you are entitled to feel bad for yourself. Now that's over. So what are we going to do? So what the way that you're going to get forward is, yet you're allowed to feel, you sit on your pity pot for a little bit, but now it's time to take action. And I always go back to kind of hardcore financial planning, which is, let's figure out where you stand. Now let's figure out where you want to go and how we're going to get you there. Coming up with a game plan is huge. And it doesn't have to be a Harvard Business School study of your financial life. It has to be three goals. That's it. And maybe those goals are literally, I just need to figure out how much money is coming in and going out and identify some amount of money that I can isolate to either pay down debt that's outstanding or to beef up my savings. And maybe that's all you're going to do for the rest of this year, but it's something you can accomplish.
Are there rules of thumb in terms of, say, how much money you should try to save, you know, even a percentage while you're working?
In general, I always look at three basic financial goals that will really keep most people out of trouble. And the first is to always pay down your consumer debt. That's credit cards and auto loans. And I don't put student loans in that category. Number two is to have an emergency reserve fund, which is 6 to 12 months of your living expenses. And the third is to maximize your retirement contributions. I mean, this year you can put $18,000 into a 401k. Most people can't do that, but you're striving to get to that place.
I've been in Brazil, and we've been talking about how the middle class grew in Brazil. It's a very different story here in the U.S. I'm wondering if people can propel themselves up the economic ladder by saving, or if you think that that kind of mobility comes from work or investments. What drives that in this economy?
You know, I think it's been a really long slog for the middle class in the United States. I'm not sure you can save to propel yourself into the next category, whatever that category is. I feel like I'm middle, I want to be upper middle, or I want to be wealthy. Because I think that for most people, they're saving to basically live the life that they're leading right now. They're happy about that, right? Like, I don't believe that there are many people who are saying, I'm making $100,000 a year and I want to figure out how to live on $200,000 in my retirement, right? So how do you propel yourself? Well, you got to get lucky. You can marry into wealth, my mother's favorite one. I didn't quite ever do that one, but I'll try next time. I think that you can inherit wealth. I really believe for most people, it is going into a growth profession. I think that if you were a middle-class kid and you went to coding camp and you are now working at a technology company on the West Coast, you are likely going to be in a different class than your parents.
Wow. Jill Schlesinger is a CBS News business analyst and the host of Jill on Money. Jill, thank you so much.
It was so great to be with you.